Part of the show, people have the opportunity to send in their questions into Koshy, which is always fun because we try and throw a few curly ones at him and see if he actually comes up with some good advice. One of the questions we recently had is about getting ready to sell your business. I thought we'd get one of our experts on the show today, Sam, if that's all right, to talk about how to turn your business into a buyer magnet. Everybody wants to do that. Sell your business for a profit, not for a loss, obviously. Sure. And Kerry Bolton, who's the CEO of the Exit Strategy Group, joins us now to chat. Kerry, a very warm welcome to you.
Thank you very much, Moira.
Kerry, when you are finally ready to sell, to wind up your business, to move on, what are some of the essential decisions you must make before selling?
Sam, I'm actually going to take you back a few steps because it would be the best thing that anyone can do is when they start their business is actually set it up for sale somewhere down the track. So thinking, given that most people don't, though, the best time to actually start is now. So really, what you really do need to look at is how can the business stand on its own? Can it run without you, mainly? If you're the business owner, have you managed to get your business to a stage where you can take a decent sort of a holiday, nothing falls apart, it can stand on its own 2 feet, and you're not integral to it actually being able to function. If you are still very much part of the business, then really what you don't have is a saleable business. What you have is a job.
Yeah.
Which is not easy to sell. So,
like, it's a huge problem for small businesses across the country, right? They can't spend a day away from it, let alone a couple of weeks.
Correct. Really the major issue. And the bottom line really is to start systemizing, having a look at what are you doing in your business that you are repeating. So if there's a job function that you're repeating, how can you create a system around that? If you have to do it more than once, how can you create a system around that? And I know that might just sound like, oh, well, that's easy, but how on earth can I do that? We have some marvelous tools available for us today that allow you to be able to do that with the technology. Our smartphones allow you to be able to take a little video of a particular process that you might be doing. A simple mind map will be the beginning of a system. So you can just, the system for writing systems is to be able to demonstrate and show what it is you're doing, why it is that it's being done, what are the steps in the process, and then what is the result that you're wanting to have that comes from that particular process. So there's no real excuse for anybody today not to be able to do that. It's allocating the time that it takes to be able to set it in place. And if you start now, then months down the track, you'll have a magnificent system in place. And as I said, there are so many wonderful tools that are now available from a technology sense. Gone are the days, which I used to do back in my business more than 20 years ago, where we did handwritten flowcharts,
Kerry, I got a handwritten card today. It was a most welcome envelope, actually, on my desk. You don't see it anymore. You're right. No. But it is a simple mind map, putting those thoughts and processes and values of your business down on paper. Kerry, for someone who is at the stage where they're in Singapore sipping back on a slinger. Beautiful. And leaving their business in the hands of their trusty employees, looking to sell, what do you do? Where do you go to find a buyer? Do you advertise it in the local editorial pages or classifieds in the paper?
Well, you could. But one of the things that I would really highly recommend is to sit down and have a bit of a think about who might be a potential buyer for your business. And this is a way of coming up with somebody that could take your business and bolt it on strategically and therefore allow you to actually get, the best possible price that you can for the business. So think about, you could have customers that could potentially be interested. You could have suppliers that might be potentially interested. There might even be competitors that could be potentially interested. So the first thing I'd suggest is sit down and do a bit of a brainstorm and a bit of a brain dump around that.
What about timing? You spoke just moments ago of actually having that potential sellout option in place before you even start or initiate mm-hmm. your business. Is it yes. important for business owners to do a realistic time frame for building the business, making it profitable, and then finding a potential buyer?
Definitely. The best time to be able to sell your business is when it's on the growth curve. So a lot of business owners wait until they've actually ridden it over the top and it's, you know, already starting to have a little bit of a slide, and they've basically said, look, I've had enough and I want to get out. Well, that's not a good time to be selling. Obviously, anybody looking to buy a business is going to, and if you put yourself in the shoes of someone who might want to buy your business, what are they going to be looking for? They're going to be actually looking for the growth potential, and they're going to be looking at what the future profits might be out of that business. So from a timing perspective, yes. The other point I love to make with people, and I'm sure most of our listeners will understand or even recollect this saying, that when Kerry Packer famously sold Channel 9 to Alan Bond.
For a dollar?
He said, yes, $1 billion.
Oh, that's right. He sold it for a billion. Yeah.
He bought it back for about $250 million thereabouts, yeah. I think, but 3 years later. But he said, you know, every business should always be ready for sale. So when you set your business up properly, you have it functioning so that you're not integral to it. I mean, there's quite a few other key factors around that as well. But then when a potential buyer comes along, you're ready, and you can actually say, yes, thank you very much. I'm ready for it.
And that's exactly what you want that end play to be, isn't it, Sam? Thanks so much, Kerry, for joining us. Kerry's new book, Million Dollar Payday, is out now. If you want to get some more advice, Sam, it's a pretty good read. I suggest getting into it.